time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thursday is the court-ordered deadline for the administration to reunite the thousands of children who were separated from their parents at the border because of Trump's zero-tolerance policy. The administration will not be done reuniting the estimated 2,551 families that were impacted, partly because hundreds of parents may have already been deported without their children. But by focusing only on those deemed by the government to be eligible for reunification, authorities are expected to claim success. According to a DOJ email obtained by CNN, the Justice Department is now instructing its attorneys to drop the term undocumented immigrant and instead use the phrase illegal aliens. No human beings are illegal. The White House took retaliatory action against Caitlin Collins, a CNN White House reporter, after she asked Trump questions at an Oval Office photo op on Wednesday. Caitlin Collins explains what happened.
So I was blocked from attending an open press event here at the White House because the White House did not like the questions I posed to President Trump earlier in the day during an event in the Oval Office with the president of the European Commission. So to walk you through exactly what was going on, I was representing the rest of the television networks during this spray, which is what we refer to it here at the White House, in the Oval Office. We were brought in for the top of the meeting between the president and the president of the European Commission. Both men delivered remarks, and then I and several other reporters started asking President Trump questions. This is a normal occurrence, and it is often our only chance to ask President Trump questions that day, and he often responds to us, Wolf. So to give you a sense of the questions that the White House did not like that we posed to President Trump, here they are. Did Michael Cohen betray you, Mr. President?
Thank you, Bert. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. President, did Michael Cohen betray you?
Thank you very much. Sorry about everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. President, are you worried about what Michael Cohen is going to say to prosecutors?
Thank you, Caitlin. Let's keep going.
Are you worried about what is on the other tapes, Mr. President?
Thank you all. Let's keep going. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Why has Vladimir Putin not accepted your invitation?
Thank you, everybody.
Let's go.
Come on, guys. Thank you very much.
We're done. Let's go. Why is Vladimir Putin not accepting your invitation, Mr. President?
Thank you.
The questions I asked, in case you couldn't hear them, was if the president was upset and felt that Michael Cohen, his former attorney, had betrayed him by allowing the release of that audio recording. We also asked if he was worried about what Michael Cohen would say to prosecutors. And then I also asked the president if why Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, had not accepted his invitation to the White House yet. That was before the White House announced that they were going to postpone that meeting until next year. After that event was over, the president did not answer questions. He said, thank you. We left the Oval Office. And then later, I was called into the office of Bill Shine, the president's latest hire, who is his right-hand man for communications. It was him and the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, who told me that I would not be invited to an open press event here in the Rose Garden moments later at the White House because they thought the questions that I posed to President Trump were inappropriate and inappropriate for that venue. I told them that is often our only chance to ask the president questions. Those questions were questions any reporter would have asked, and I was there to represent all of the networks and therefore ask about the questions of the day along with the other reporters and my colleagues in that room. Because of that, the White House blocked me from going to an open press event here at the White House that all reporters are allowed to go because they did not like the questions that I asked President Trump about the news of the day.
CNN, rival networks, and the White House Correspondents Association all spoke out against the administration's actions, even Fox.
As a member of the White House press pool, Fox stands firmly with CNN on this issue of access. So far, no response from the White House.
Congressman Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan, the leaders of the House Freedom Caucus, introduced articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the top DOJ official overseeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. House Republicans have been ramping up their attacks on the Deputy Attorney General in recent weeks, accusing him of withholding documents and being insufficiently transparent in his handling of the probe led by Robert Mueller. Democrats have argued that House Republicans' clashes with Rosenstein are little more than a pretext to weaken Mueller's efforts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo testified Wednesday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in a hearing that was mostly combative and contentious. Pompeo declined to disclose what Trump told him about his one-on-one meeting with Vladimir Putin last week in Helsinki and butted heads with senators over the difference between Trump's statements and official policy. Senator Bob Menendez is the ranking Democrat on the committee.
No, you know what? I've listened to your political soliloquy. As a Secretary of State sitting at that table, demeaning some members here because you said that Senator Shaheen believes more in the Russian Defense Ministry. She was quoting them only because we don't know what our own government is saying. So please don't talk to me about politics. Want to talk about politics? If President Obama did what President Trump did in Helsinki, I'd be peeling you off the Capitol ceiling. Please. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.